You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, so we've got a lot of things that have been happening across the Midwest in early April. Cold, three or four snowstorms. I think we're through all of that. We should be. However, farmers need to get in the field, so the snow needs to get melted off in the northern part of the Corn Belt, the northern plains, and temperatures need to come up, and we also need not to have rainfall. What of those three things will happen, in your opinion?
Well, I tell you, it's still going to be tough going, and the folks are going to really have to exercise some patience because we do see the weather not as extreme as what we have seen over the last few weeks, but we're still going to see a trend that for most of the nation's midsection as we go through the last days of April into May, it's still more often than not going to be cooler than normal. Now, we do see some warmer weather for some of those northern and northwest Corn Belt areas over the next week or so, especially early next week and late this weekend. There's going to be some warmer air moving in. We don't see as much precipitation either, but there will be a couple of systems moving across the northern plains and northern tier of the U.S. that will still produce some shower and thunderstorm activity, especially late next week and into the following week. So the key here is that the weather will be improving, but a dramatic shift to much warmer, drier conditions where things can dry out and warm up in a hurry, that's just not on the table.
Okay, so here in the Midwest, over the next several days, farmers have begun to roll already planting, at least in parts of Illinois, Indiana, the bulk of the Corn Belt, maybe not all of Iowa yet. What are conditions looking like over the next 4 days or so?
Well, things are looking certainly better. We are going to be looking at the storm track more southerly and more along the East Coast. So for the next 3 or 4 days, some progress will be made. I think it's going to be the hardest in those northern and western areas.
We've talked quite a bit with meteorologists telling us that we've shifted patterns now, broken out of the blocking that we had had in place that caused some of those odd storms we had in April. The westerlies are in control. Does that mean we'll get systems every 3-5 days or something like that for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, we don't see a big old high pressure sitting in and blocking everything. That's just not there yet. That summer high has not shown signs of wanting to develop yet. What we will see is that northern tier from the Pacific Northwest through the northern plains and the northern Great Lakes, that's where a lot of the activity is going to be. And they will drag cold fronts, these systems, through the Midwest. And as you said, it's going to probably be about every 4 or 5 days or so. So while we have broken some of that blocking pattern situation, we are still expecting into early May an active jet stream across that northern tier, which will ultimately impact the Corn Belt. So a slow improvement is the best way to describe it.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. We're, of course, coming to you today from the Gleacher Center. That's in Chicago at the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Services Users Group meeting. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.